From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. defense officials say an Islamic State operative captured by American Special Forces last week is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program in Iraq. The man suspected of being the new chemical weapons chief was reported detained last week, but the link to chemical weapons was not disclosed until now by defense officials who requested anonymity. The suspect was captured during raids by a U.S. expeditionary targeting force assigned to gather intelligence and identify high-ranking IS leaders. Officials in Iraq told VOA Wednesday that Islamic State fighters, meantime, fired rockets loaded with mustard gas into a town north of Baghdad late Tuesday and early Wednesday. Iran claims it launched two ballistic test missiles today, purportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message saying Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars News Agency showed pictures it said were of Qadar H missiles being fired from Iran's eastern Alborz Mountain, their target 1,400 kilometers away off the country's coast in the Sea of Oman. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. stands with Israel in defense of its borders and skies.
Under the president's leadership, the United States has invested above and beyond our FMF assistance, over $3 billion in the Iron Dome system and other missile defense programs and systems for Israel.
According to one of the leaders of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guards, the reason we designed our missiles with a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to hit our enemy, the Zionist regime, describing the test as a show of its deterrent power. United Nations Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura says a substantive talk on political transition in Syria will begin on Monday and is not expected to last beyond March 24th. This is VOA News.